District Administrator Wendell Quisenberry is here for a Wednesday morning conversation. Good morning, Wendell.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right, we're just talking gardens, and I've been gardening for a while. You're just getting into it. I think it's a fantastic way to just get some alone time, clear your head, and boy, the food just always tastes better knowing that you grew it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. First year, I'm a rookie, but yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Here's the thing to watch out for. First, you need to go see my friends out with the composted horse manure. Mm-hmm. You need to do that. That stuff is it's gold in your garden, and you'll really appreciate the reaping the benefits. The other thing is make sure there's more room because you always find more stuff you want to plant.
Right, I'm finding that right now. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. The pickles start spreading all over, and when things start spreading, you thought, okay, maybe I got to. Think about this next year, maybe make it a little bit bigger.
Yep, yeah. For sure.
It's a good time. Let's get right to meat and potatoes here this morning. Speaking of food here, Wendell, Zach had the story in the news. We'll get to the budget here in a second, but some quick back-to-school information. As much as the kids don't want to hear it, I noticed the back-to-school commercials are starting on TV too now.
Yep, for sure. Well, you know, for us, we're preparing. We've been preparing for the return of kids, but a lot of it too is preparing just for our staff coming back in the in-service and the professional learning and development that we need to get in at the beginning of the year. So one of the things I outlined for the board last night was our new staff. So next week, 15th and 16th of August, we'll be welcoming our new staff to their annual orientation, our new staff orientation. And this year we have 12 certified staff. We've added a couple of administrators and one paraprofessional as well too. Okay. So it'll be very busy. And in fact, one of our new hires, our director of teaching and learning, Mark Schomer, that's the position that typically, designs and puts everything together for our new staff orientation. So he's new himself.
Okay.
And, you know, we always kind of thought about
baptism by fire.
Exactly. And he took it on and he's done a wonderful job. He's redesigned the entire thing. And I'm looking forward to that, getting everybody in the building.
So 12 new faces. All right. Mm-hmm. And so welcome to Tomahawk. Are they all from outside the area? Some from Tomahawk? A little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yep.
For the ones that aren't, welcome to Tomahawk. For the ones that are from Tomahawk, glad you're still here.
Yeah.
All right, so back, when is the first day of school?
First day of school is on the 1st, which is a Friday for our elementary students up through grade 6 and then grade 9. So we have, at grade 6 and 9, we have an orientation program, which is the Where Everybody Belongs program in the middle school and then Link Crew in the high school, meant to just help those kids transition into a new school.
Right.
So we have a limited, at the secondary level, we're limited, but then the first day would be, the 6th, I believe, is the day after Labor Day.
Okay.
Labor Day is the 5th, so that Tuesday coming back.
So, boy, those days are going to get here fast.
Yeah, they are.
Preliminary district budget. Now, Zach had the story with good news for taxpayers here in our school district, and so let's start there. Good news is always good to talk about. So what's the good news about the budget?
Well, first of all, kudos to Zach. He did a wonderful job covering that from what we presented at the board last night. The way things have shaped up budgetarily with the biennial budget and then also with the equalization aid that our district has received, and to go back a year ago when we passed our referendum.
Right.
So our district is in really great shape financially, and we're at the point right now with, the way the district or the state budget has worked out that we don't have to levy for our max, and we can still have plenty of money to not only run our school, but to make some really good investments in it as well moving forward. So we're in a position where we can under levy by about $1.2 million. Again, this is preliminary numbers, but we expect that the state numbers are going to hold up pretty close to where they're at. So we'll be $1.2 million underneath what we are allowed, our max levy under that number. And what that results in is about $566,000 less than what we levied our taxpayers with last year.
And the way Zach explained it to me was the fact that Tomahawk hasn't seen a lot of state aid in recent years, but this year there was a whole bunch of it.
This year and last year we had a pretty good increase. So we got around $700,000 additional money. And again, I always say that, and I know Zach stated this as well, but it gets sometimes misrepresented that that's a check you get from the state to spend. It's really not. It's just the state's portion of our levy, so it offsets that for our taxpayers.
So the bills are already there. This just helps pay for them, in
Correct.
Other words.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good deal. And I'm glad that number was up. What did you attribute the number going up to? Was that a surprise, or were you expecting that? What do you attribute it to?
Well, we expected some sort of an increase because we saw it last year and we knew our numbers were coming in similar to what we saw last year.
Okay.
A lot of it's based on expenditures and your population in your district and property values in your district and how that formula all works out with the state. So we knew we would see something. We didn't necessarily know how that was going to be impacted with the budget coming through and what it would be. So we were a little shocked to see it was 78% and that we were the second highest school in the state as far as the increase. Not the amount of money. You know, we're still pretty low on that list with the amount that we get.
Right.
But the increase that we got this year was pretty significant. So, yeah, that was a little surprising.
I think one of the natural things that comes to mind now, are we going to be going back to referendum anytime soon, knowing that these numbers are up now, or does one thing have anything to do with the other?
Well, if we will still need a referendum to some capacity.
Okay.
Will the amount be the same? I hope not.
Okay.
You know, so it we have a lot to look at as far as projecting that out. I think it's pretty safe to say that if things all stay equal and the same, what we would go to for a referendum would not be an increasing number.
Okay.
It would stay pretty close to what we had or be less than that, which is great news, right? Because
yes.
Typically you pass a 3 or 4 year referendum, you rarely do you come back in 4 years and have to ask for less money. That's usually more money because you're covering your increases in staffing, the increases for inflation, for all
sure.
the, you know, all the purchases that you make, the purchase services and other things. So we are in a great place that way. And like I said, hopefully everything stays even with where we're at now.
And again, so the baseline, until we change the way schools are funded in the state of Wisconsin, we can expect more referendums in the future, but the amount is the amount that's what's going to vary, whether it's a bigger
yeah.
number or a smaller number, but referendums are basically here to stay unless somebody changes the formula.
Yeah, very much. And I think it's important to note that, you know, we talk about getting a lot of money. The equalization aid was money that the state kicked in. The low revenue limit that increases what we're allowed to tax our community for
okay.
was the main thing that, you know, that came down that helped our district. But that still comes from local sources, right? It's not the state kicking out money. It's the state saying, we're going to give you permission to tax more.
Okay.
So when we talk about the referendum and we talk about what would be needed there versus what our levy is, to get past that, we need to see, at some level where the state is actually pouring money into schools and not just having them locally funded. That would help with the referendum situation.
So the other thing that's remaining constant here is the fact that Tomahawk School District spends its money very wisely.
Correct. Yeah.
But the state aids, the state formula for funding schools, that's out of your control. So you just got to go with what you got to go with. Go with
yep.
the flow and get the numbers in here that we need money wise and get the kids educated.
We work with our formula. And I think that's the important thing that we're trying to get the message out. We talk about trust with our community, trust with our stakeholders. This is another opportunity where we're trying to show we're listening. We hear you. We know that it's a big tax burden. We're doing the very best that we can to make sure that we have a quality school, a school that everyone is proud of in our community, but yet that, you know, we put the money in the right places and we're not wasteful.
And for people that understand all these numbers, a lot of this number stuff, Wendell, I'll be honest with you, it's way over my head, but I'm starting to see some of the numbers and what they mean. If I can verbalize it, that's another story altogether. So I know you're going to do a better job than that. So as far as the other side of this sheet that Zach gave me this morning has to do with spending this year as opposed to last year
mm-hmm.
and the school levy this year as opposed to last year. And these numbers, everything costs more year to year.
Right.
These numbers certainly look like they're in line with reasonable spending, especially this year as opposed to last year.
Yeah, and you see two main things that our expenditures are up a little bit from last year, but there's two things that cause that within this budget. One is our staff pay increases. Just to stay competitive and where we are, we didn't give an exorbitant amount in raises, but we were fair, and when we compensate our staff in a way that I feel keeps us competitive with our area districts. The other thing is there's $500,000 allotted on here for capital projects. Now, we've been poking money away, and we call it Fund 46, but it's a fund that allows us to carry money over that is specifically earmarked to building maintenance and projects that are approved by the board on a specific list. We had that list updated last night. We put $500,000 in there because we anticipate just maintenance costs mm-hmm. and different projects that we're going to have to tackle deferred maintenance, especially, which we know is something that we heard and we got a lot of feedback. The community wants to make sure that we maintain that building at a very high level. Mm-hmm. So those two things are the main contributors that we see our expenditures going up.
Even though these numbers are preliminary, all in all, this looks like a very good report that the school board got to take a look at.
Yeah. Excellent. And I'd love to tell you that I was the one that counted all the beans here and put all this together, but we have an amazing bookkeeper in Sandy Holquist who has been with our district for a very long time. And when you talk about the numbers being over your head and making sense of them, she's the person that makes them make sense to me. So I thank her for that, and she does always such a good job with us.
How can people, we say it all the time when you're here, it's your school, Tomahawk, and you are encouraged to use it. Any other messages to the community based on this going into the next school year? Is there room on the school board? How can people otherwise get involved with the school district?
Yeah, there's always, whenever there's school board elections, we always like to see, a good number of people that are running for those things. But, there's a lot of ways to get involved. If our community, anybody in our community has anything to contribute, contact me, mm-hmm. And we'll find a way. There's multiple ways, there's multiple avenues to get that done. But I always encourage people, if you want to be involved at the school, reach out and we'll find a way to make that happen. You always say this and you say it very well, it's your school, use it. And that is one of the things that, I've talked with our athletic director, Ryan Flynn. We are focused on making sure that we grow in that area, have not only more doors open to people, but more opportunities where they not only feel welcome, but encouraged mm-hmm. to come and be in our building, use our facilities. And that's an area, there is some money allotted in this budget through our Fund 80, an increase there that we're hoping will provide the funds we need to add even more of those opportunities coming up in the next year. So I'll talk more about that at our annual meeting and our September regular board meeting as well.
I think probably the only people more excited than our Alex Cook about the upcoming fall sports season are the student athletes that are getting ready to participate.
Yeah.
Boy, Alex, he's just chopping at the bit.
I know
here.
I know it. I just talked to him. He's ready to go.
So what's up for fall sports? Anything to update us there?
Well, we're going to be fully underway in just a few more days. So we have football is underway. Our girls swim has started. So we're waiting on the start of cross country and the start of volleyball next week. The afternoons, if you get out there, afternoons and evenings, you're going to see kids back in our building getting ready to go. So it's always an exciting time of the year.
And in the summer vacation period, it's not vacation for everybody at the school, but to the folks that were working hard to get the school back into good shape and all the repairs needed, all that stay on time and all done?
Oh, man, I tell you, we have such a phenomenal custodial crew. And this is the time that our building shines.
Yeah.
If you walk in that building right now and you look at the floors and they're still finishing up a few hallways and waxing the floors, but they do such an amazing job creating a clean environment for our kids to come home to, for our teachers to come back to, but they make sure our building looks great, and they're hard at it.
Lots of good news. Boy, when you look at the news or listen to the news across the country, there are a lot of bad news stories where it pertains to school districts. It's a good thing that we've got a lot of good things happening here in Tomahawk.
You betcha.
Wendell, anything else before we let you get down the road today?
I think that'll do it. Thanks for the opportunity. I always appreciate it.
And good luck getting back to school with everybody, and we'll talk to you again next month, see how everything went.
Fantastic. See you then.
Wendell Quisenberry, our school district administrator here in Tomahawk.